Altamont.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Mud. Today I'm joined by Logan Engel, Christian Locke, Everett Edwards, and myself, James Lazar. Today we're going to be talking about On the Come Up by Angie Thomas, which follows the story of Bree through her hardships in life as she pursues her dreams of becoming a legendary rapper and how she defies the world on her own through the rebellion of her music and her followers. What were your thoughts on the book?
I thought it was a very solid book. It was extremely important that it took place when it did, and when I read it when it did, because of all the police brutality towards African Americans. That connected a lot in this book, from Bree getting targeted by security guards in her school, and it just shows how like one thing can make somebody famous in life, and how you can't count anyone out.
Like Christian said, the book was great all around. It was very solid at the beginning. It was very sluggish with the development of characters and setting the scene. But once we got through the middle and after the golden age, we were hit with these slam of events one after another. What were your thoughts, Everett?
I want to agree with you on, you know, how it started out pretty slow. But I thought overall it was pretty interesting because of a lot of the crazy moments that happened throughout the book. Long and Tate, for example, got swarmed and beat by students like outside the school when they were doing like a little rally, and they got sent to the hospital. Or like when Bree and Malik got jumped and robbed by the Crowns, which was the gang, one of the gangs in the book, and it kind of just kept you on your toes the whole time.
All right, Logan, how did you feel?
I really thought that the book was a solid book overall, but I could probably connect to everybody else in this world that most books start really slow, but once you get past the half point, it gets faster and faster. But there's one main important scene of the book that just makes it pop out.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the bigger parts of the book. For example, Bree getting robbed, Bree, you know, getting taken down.
Body slammed, aka roundhouse kicked off the top shelf.
In the school by Long and Tate, you know, the guards that worked there, and her rebelling against Pooh and posting her song, and then finally when Bree stands up for herself against Supreme and does her freestyle at the end of the book. First, I want to talk about the first fight between Bree and Pooh. Pooh did not approve of Bree's song at all, but they got into a fight, and Bree ended up posting it either way.
My side of this is, I think it showed a different side of Bree when she decided to post this song. Before the story, she was extremely loyal to her family, especially Aunt Pooh, because she got her set up in the ring for the first time, and she helped her out through her entire life, basically showing her her father's legacy. But after this happened, she showed a rebellious side to her, and that she will do anything to get out of the situation she is currently in. James, what were your thoughts?
I would also like to point out, as Christian said, she had a rebellion against Pooh that also showed us that Pooh has a way darker side than we ever saw. As we were shown later on throughout the book, after Bree got robbed and when Bree visited Pooh in jail, there was this darker tone of her and how she was this more violent, eerie person than she ever had imagined. So let's hear that quote you have, Logan.
All right, so end quote. Hell no, it's not. Supreme said I have a hit, but Aunt Pooh thinks I'm gonna let this slip through my fingers. I can show her better than I can tell her. So I go into my room, close the door, and jump onto my laptop, and it takes about 10 minutes for On the Come Up to upload on Dat Cloud. And about 20 seconds later, Supreme sends me a link. It says, I got you, baby girl. Get ready, you're about to blow up. End quote.
That was very important to this scene in the book. How did the book change after Bree was held at gunpoint by a Crown? My opinion was after Bree was held at gunpoint, I feel like the entire mood of the story changed. She was almost very traumatized and realized, like, you know, there's people out there, like, to get her. Especially the Crowns, who are a rival gang to her father, and they're the gang who killed her father. She realized that not the real world isn't full of sunshine and rainbows, and that she has to watch her back at all times, considering her name is out.
How about you, Everett?
Yeah, I think Bree really started to realize the impact her song had on, like, her and her community, everyone around her. She was making the Crowns angry, and, you know, they were, like, lashing out, doing stuff. For example, she got robbed, you know, in the book. And then also, we see this through JoJo, how she was impacting, like, a younger generation, and how, like, JoJo came up to her and was talking about all this explicit, like, gang violence stuff that Bree sang in her song, and it opened that up to, like, a younger generation, which she realized could really affect others.
All right. Like Everett said, in Christian, the book was shifted into this realization of who you are as a person and who Bree as a person wanted to be. It showed her a Snapchat of how the world really is in her industry and how she wants to be a rapper in her neighborhood. For all who have the book with them, you can tone in and follow me on 291. Oh, look who crying, the Crown mocks. What about all that disrespectful shit you talked on your song, huh? It's just a song. He points the gun directly between my eyes. Now you gonna make it easy or make it hard? End quote. All right, so what are some connections you guys thought to the outside book that you found interesting? Christian, let's start with you.
This book connected heavily to the Black Lives Matter movement, especially with the riots at her school, which connected to all the riots going on due to police brutality. This was also very similar because Bree was brutally assaulted by two security guards at her school, and her students decided to riot once those security guards came back from their, like, suspension, I'd say. Logan, what would you connect this to the real world with?
I would connect this to the real world with the rapper Tupac. In the middle of the book, we find out that Bree, when she was 5 years old, that her dad was killed in a drive-by shooting. But that was right after her dad popped off as being, like, a top rapper, just like how Tupac was. How about you, James?
Like Christian said, and everyone before, the Black Lives Matter movement, which occurred riots, which connect to Bree's musical movement, along with Long and Chait being jumped slash swarmed at the gates of their school after they were released. And I feel like the school didn't really want that to happen. We can see that pushback of what's happening in the world right now.
Yeah, I think we can connect this to a lot of stuff going on in the world today. Just the other day, my mom was watching a show called Good Trouble, where they were talking about how they wanted, like, a kid was talking about how they wanted to remove police officers from their school, and how it really didn't help. It honestly made them feel more in danger at school, and he said that that's, you know, never a place anyone should feel at harm, and that's no place to learn.
We've arrived at the end of the podcast. Here I'd like to thank our sponsors. I would like to thank Dollar Shave Club for sponsoring this video.
Thanks for listening.
Out the mud!